What it is, this is Tyrus.
And it's Timp.
Timp, my co-captain, partner in arms, superstar.
Meow. That's my contribution.
That was deep. That was deep. Yep. It came from a good place.
Yep.
We're all coming from a good. How was your week? Good?
Good.
Busy as
really
always?
Really busy. Been doing a lot of stand-up. Doing stand-up again tonight. I'm so tired.
And how tired are you?
Well,
kind of show?
My set is not till 11:45.
So you get nap time.
I'm going to nap.
Good, solid nap. You're not overeating?
Well, I'm going out to dinner after this.
Okay.
And it's Italian.
Don't go crazy.
I'm going to eat pasta.
Okay, but don't go itis-y. Don't, because those of you who, you should know by now.
Yeah.
Cat can eat.
Yeah.
Do not let the small frame fool you. She can put it away.
Yeah, we went out to dinner earlier this week because I was having a kind of a bummer day. And I had a huge cheeseburger and I had sushi and then I had a brownie sundae. And I wasn't thinking about my bad day anymore because I was in so much pain physically.
The look on Devin's face right now. She's not a fan of sushi and brownie sundae. I'm assuming not at the same place, correct?
It was the same place. Yeah, it was together. It was together. And
usually
I'm...
one has to go to like a buffet to get
No, it was like a
Sundays
sushi
and...
slash steakhouse.
Oh, nice. You went to a steakhouse and got sushi.
It was sushi too.
Okay.
And a chibu.
Very cool. Very cool.
I think
Speaking of your cat meow.
It's International Cat Day.
Yes. Oh, that there's that. And, of course, the little bastard that stole the BMW full of kittens. We could talk about that, too.
It's International Cat Day. Okay. But for me, every day is International Cat Day. Because my name is Cat.
You travel abroad a lot?
I have a cat. You know? And that pretty much sums it up. Why I would say such a thing.
Just, I have two cats. Mm-hmm. Ricky Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
Love those guys. They destructive. Real destructive, those guys are.
I wore a cat sweater around all day today, but I left it in my
office.
Whoa,
made of a cat?
No, not made of a cat.
Okay, please clarify.
A sweater with images of cats.
I don't want the readers to get confused because how dare she? You know, because the headline, because all we need is headlines these days.
People don't read the
cat
story.
Cat Timp wears cat sweater on cat day. Shocked.
Speaking of cats again.
Jason Pitts, 19, was taken into custody after he stole a woman's white BMW at a rest stop off Interstate 24 in Lee Summits, Missouri. Pitts allegedly drove the vehicle with several kittens inside from Missouri through Illinois to Kentucky, evading law enforcement as he went. A woman was reported to have been with Pitts during the alleged heist, but is believed he dropped her off along the way.
So he had a hitchhiker.
He dropped her off along... I guess so. At one point, the 19-year-old allegedly hit 132 miles while driving the stolen vehicle. Eventually, Pitts reportedly crashed the vehicle in Tennessee on a highway near exit number 1 and ran into the woods. The sheriff's department said deputies found Pitts, who gave them a false identity, and arrested him, charged with criminal impersonation and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. The kittens were said to be doing fine in the care of animal care and control, and the owner plans to pick them up soon.
Wait a minute, that's all he got charged for? What about catnapping?
Yeah, he stole the kittens.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto. I mean, he's getting off kind of easy, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Drug paraphernalia? Well, it's Tennessee, which is known for, if he would have called it in, they would have came and picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we did that story where you could just tell the cops to come pick your drugs up.
Here's my crack pipe or what have you.
Yeah, if you could just guys just pick it what?
Or what have you.
Why are you saying it like that?
I don't know.
Is that something new?
I'm trying it.
Do you have a new friend or something that talks that way? Because sometimes when you're around people that are new.
I don't have new friends.
Pick up
come on.
Stuff.
What would I do with a new friend?
Well, I had to ask.
Yeah. Well, how would I make a new friend? I don't leave my apartment.
Yeah, but you walk a lot.
That's true. I walk around.
How many Uber drivers and food delivery personnel do you meet?
A lot, but that's pretty much it. That about covers it.
I would imagine eventually with your food delivery, eventually you're going to get some guys like, oh, she's my regular. She's, you know, we're going to the Timp Asylum where we're going to, you know, like you order out a lot, correct?
Every meal.
So chances are you're going to see one or two repeat deliveries, right?
One time I had the same guy come back multiple times in the same day. And I was like, oof, I'm sorry.
Or he's like, good for you, man. You're making money.
Yeah, that's true.
You're helping employ America.
I am.
He's making that whatever it is they make for picking up food and bringing it to you. That's really cool. I don't really know what to say about this guy. He stole kittens.
Yeah.
Unknowingly, but once he let a human being out.
Right.
Shouldn't he let the cats out too? I mean,
I would rather have kittens than some lady to hang out with.
Yeah. I mean, but then he also abandoned them. He took off and ran in the woods, didn't take them with him.
I mean, how do you think you're going to get away with stealing a car? Like, it ain't your car. Someone's going to report it. Like, I don't know.
You know what? I used to think in this day and age you couldn't steal a car. But if you rent from Hertz Rental Car, somebody can steal a car because someone stole a Cadillac, didn't break the windows, no sign, and boom, it's gone. Never seen again. I'm just stuck with a bill. Thank God for Geico. But I'm just saying, like, it's crazy to me. You would think in this day and age with GPSs and everything else that no one, I mean, they have this thing where if you don't pay your car payment, your car shuts down. You know, oh, that's real, Devin. I know you take care of all your bills and, you know, you're a responsible young adult. But in the really real world, there's people that sometimes don't pay their bills. And what they do is when they buy cars and stuff, the banks will have stuff installed in the engine to where if they miss their payments, their car won't start. That's crazy. So you would think with all the security stuff we have today in this country, literally there should be a ring camera on your, you know, the guy sits in the car. He should be videotaped and the car shouldn't run. And just like your iPad, if you say I lost my iPad, it'll show you exactly where it is. It's crazy that people can steal cars today.
I agree.
And a BMW means you got some change.
Mm-hmm.
That's an expensive car. Windshield wiper
alone is like $1,000. Fancy car. I mean, I would never pick up a hitchhiker in general because why?
Yeah, you're not really social like that.
No.
What kind of car? If you could choose any car because you really don't care for them, what would you pick?
I don't give a
Not at all.
I prefer to not have to drive ever.
So it could be like a Kia? You wouldn't care?
I don't give a
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, your favorite car is Uber or Lyft.
Yeah,
what is your preferred?
Exactly.
Let's get a sponsorship
Lyft.
Going here. Lyft, yeah. Lyft all the time, every day, Lyft. What, Devin? We can do that. It could happen. We could be like, it's the Tires and Tim Show, brought to you by Lyft and orange soda. Because I like orange soda.
Speaking of dumb decisions.
Octopus lady, I love this. Woman puts octopus on her face, ends up in hospital. A Washington State woman's photo with an octopus not only went viral, but it also led to a serious infection after the creature bit her chin. Jamie Biseglia was participating in a fishing derby when she spotted the octopus. I grabbed it off the hook and said, take a picture for the photo contest, she said. She put it on her face and said the tentacles covered her ears and nose. My friend noticed my face had changed. We couldn't get the beak to dislodge. It was like a prong. Eventually, she freed herself from the octopus. She bled profusely for 30 minutes afterwards. She then waited 2 more days to seek medical attention. And they say it was, doctors say, which was not the best move as it left the left side of her face paralyzed.
Yep.
And there was a lot of swelling. She did get her revenge. She boiled and grilled the creature and served it on a salad. And she actually won't even find out if she won the $100 photo contest until later this week.
And she's on Fox, huh?
Shannon Bream's going to interview her, yeah.
What's the segment called? Really dumb stuff to do for $100? Like this, so dangerous. People do not.
I'd do it for attention.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd do it for attention.
You're smart. Nah. You're smart. You might have took a picture holding the octopus, like, hey, look what I caught. But you wouldn't put something on your face or near your mouth. Especially something that is known to have a venomous bite. Like, you're a fisherman, you should know this stuff. Octopus bite things. They inject, when they bite them, a lot of times their saliva is venomous for a reason because it helps digest the food. So, stupid. And actually, people can suffocate from octopus because octopi, I guess the individual, can wrap it around you and literally suffocate you. Divers, grown men have been drowned because the larger octopus have attached to them and then they attach to a rock. They're smart. They're not stupid. So the octopus is like, I'm not going out without a fight. So he bit, and they're smart enough to know you grab them, they bite harder. This was really dumb, and I hate that people get rewarded for this because then other people want to do it. It's dangerous.
Yeah, there's going to be like the octopus challenge now.
Yeah, and I'm not – like it's stupid. Like it's you're going to fish, you're going to catch them, you eat it. I get it. I'm a fisherman myself. I'm a catch and release guy myself, but whatever. But that picture's stupid, and now she's going to be on there, and she's going to get her 15 seconds of fame, and then unfortunately, we're going to have copycats. And there are certain octopus out there that are deadly venomous.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How do you know so much about this?
Well, for one, thanks for knowing me for the last 5 years.
You have
years.
A fish tank, but...
Well, I have several... I was a marine biologist in college before football and stuff was just too much, so I switched. But, yeah, octopus are all... Octopus are actually venomous to a certain... Just usually their venom doesn't affect us.
Mm.
But anything gets in your bloodstream, any saliva from any other animal, especially sea creature, who eats things that live off the bottom of the ocean, is dangerous. I mean, there's a reason why you have to boil and cook things before you eat them.
It's one of those defense mechanisms that they have. Yeah.
Well,
poison.
A human defense mechanism is not to put on your face.
Yeah.
Like, pretty clear. Like, I don't... She, you know what? She's also disqualified from our... She can't be on the dream team. She's not on the squad.
DQ?
No.
You're going to DQ?
She's DQ'd. We don't even need to bring her up.
No.
No, because we... Tim, Tyrus and Tim do not condone stupid selfies for attention. Now, you can do regular selfies that don't hurt anybody. Like, you and Cheems can do a selfie together, depending on what he's charging that week. And you do. But you're not hurting Cheems to do it.
No.
You know, or yourself.
No.
Although.
Sometimes I get a little cat hair in my nose.
Yeah,
but...
or if you start talking a little, you know, too libertarian-y, Cheems ain't afraid to drop an epitaph or two and hurt some feelings. But you can't see that. Yeah, you know.
Cheems, we're not talking about the wall right now.
Speaking of throwing things away, like that story. Man accidentally throws $23,000 into a recycling bin.
A man who accidentally tossed $23,000 into the recycling bin reunited with his life savings Saturday after a worker at a recycling facility in Northern California spotted a shoebox stuffed with money. When the man from Ashland, Oregon realized his mistake, the recycling bin had already been emptied into a truck bound for a Recology sorting facility. The facility's general manager said most of the recyclables from the truck had been sorted by the time he contacted Recology. Workers were nonetheless told to be on the lookout for the box. Someone spotted the box down the sorting line and recovered all but $320. The money somehow stayed in the box during the 200-mile trip to the facility.
$320 finder fee for $23,000? Fair. So he bought lunch for everybody. That's fair, because my finder fee would have been a little higher.
Mm.
Like, sir, we found your box, and can you believe there was only $19,000 in there? I am so outraged that somehow between the trip, there is only $14,000 in this box, sir. This is shocking to me that there was only $5,000 in that box. Kat and I looked everywhere, and we were able to find the box, and the entire $2,300 was in there in its entirety, sir. So you can come on down at any time and pick up your $1.75 in the box. It'll be right there for you. We'll be outside with a note.
So something like this sort of actually happened to me. I had gotten myself new Louboutins for my birthday.
Okay, stop, pause.
Yeah.
What's that?
Like fancy shoes.
Go ahead.
Expensive shoes.
Thank you. All
right. And, hadn't worn them yet. Anyway, I had them still in the box, in the bag, and then I got them at Barney's. Anyway, so my friend Greg was helping me clean my apartment. Couple days later, I can't find the shoes.
What?
He had accidentally thrown them away.
Devin is shocked. I wish. I'll give the play-by-play. Mouth open, hands over mouth, just shocked. Looking around, she might even be talking to God. Go ahead, continue.
So he paid me for new ones, which I felt bad about because he'd been helping me clean my apartment. But he, somewhere in a landfill, are brand new, never worn Louboutins.
Or a New York homeless person has really,
really
nice
shoes. So, yeah. So
my idea of expensive shoes is like my Jordans, which are like anywhere from $160 to $225.
No, these are more.
Just for the kids at home, ballpark.
These are like $800.
Okay, that's a lot. Wow. And he just fessed it up. Greg is a good friend.
Greg is
a good friend because my best friend, Vashon, who I've been friends with since we were like in high school, he'd have been like, well, you shouldn't have had me clean up then, dog.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's in that box. Why I got to pay for it? I'm helping you out. I just can't just, I ain't got no $800. No, you shouldn't have $800 shoes anyway, bruh.
Yeah.
So, nah, like, you probably, you know what? You probably just left him at the store trying to blame it on me. That's what he would have said, except there'd have been, like, a stutter in between there.
He was like, well, you know, we all make mistakes. Sometimes they're really expensive.
This guy, Greg's awesome.
He's great.
Not like that other Greg we know on the Greg Gutfeld show, which you
Saturday
can watch.
Saturday nights at 10 p.m. only on Fox News Channel.
Yeah. Although I have to give Lil Greg a shout out. I know you don't watch movies, Kat, but Greg always comes up to me and says, you got to watch this movie. And it was Dragged Across Concrete with Mel Gibson.
Is it good?
It's and Vince Vaughn. Phenomenal.
All right. I'll
phenomenal. Great twist. Good finish. Awesome. Mel Gibson makes fun of himself, which I love. Because, you know, a few years back, he might have had an incident.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now everybody's racist. Everyone's racist now. So there's this great scene in this movie where him and the brother that was, you know, I'm not going to give away the movie, but the brother drops an epitaph at him talking about himself. And Mel goes right back at you. And I fell out laughing. I was like, good for him to make a joke about something that people exploited when he was having a personal, his girlfriend was breaking up with him or they were cheating or some stuff was going on. He said some really things in the heat of anger that people say when they're hurt or whatever. And he was kind of crucified for it. So it was fun that he was able to make fun of that. And I appreciate that in this day and age.
Speaking of movies, it's actually Best Movie Line Day today.
Awesome.
So what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite movie quote, Kat and Tyrus?
Well, just all of Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have one line especially that you love when he says it?
It's the only movie that's good.
To her.
All other movies suck.
To her.
What about you, Tyrus? What best movie line do you love?
Honestly, I think probably for me, because it's a line that I say so much in my own personal life. I have two. I have one that's serious and I have one that's kind of funny.
Happy Gilmore has it all.
Yeah.
It's got love. It's got alligators.
Okay. I gave you your movie moment. You know, this is the one thing that we're just oil and vinegar with.
Mm-hmm.
So just let me have this 10 seconds. And because I get mad when you talk about movies. So I'm going to let it go. But there's a scene in Smokey and the Bandit that is one of my favorite lines ever. And it really, really reflects a lot of stuff in my life. Buford T. Justice, the late, great Jackie Gleason, goes up to his son who's holding a door in the front seat because he told him put the evidence in the car. So instead of putting it in the trunk, he sits with a car door in the front seat. And he says, soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth. Because ain't no way you came from my loins. And that has lived with me forever.
Be better if Adam Sandler said it.
No, he would have f***ed it up. And the other one is, I mean, Scarface, Tony, they're all coked out of their mind. This is what it's all about, Manny? This it? This is what it's all about? I love it.
Just, Scarface, never seen it, not enough Sandler.
You got hit on by Manny.
What? Oh,
on one
yeah,
of our
that's
first
right.
episodes. And if Manny's married, it was many years ago, and maybe he didn't remember, but he was really, really
into
Kat. He really thought Kat was just dropping riveted knowledge. Yeah. And at one point on the show when he was talking to her, I said, she's not for you, Manny. She's not for you, okay?
Those are
she's
facts.
Not for you. And he scared him. But that was in the movie Scarface. Manny had said to Al Pacino, he was like, hey, man, your sister, man, she's beautiful. She's not for you, okay? And then he ended up getting shot for that. Because she literally was not for him. He married her and he got shot for it. So he hasn't been back. So he kind of got killed on our show too, but not on, you know, I'm sure it's just a scheduling thing because the man's a legend. But yeah, so those are my two favorite. And the most overdone one for this whole movie line is some jerk's going to walk around going, I am your father. Guaranteed it will be everywhere. Please ignore that person. Hashtag block him for the day.
Yeah,
if they
Star Wars
that.
Is dumb.
But she knew what it was. I didn't say what movie it was. She knew what it was. So we'll just make an explosion from there. Wait a minute, we didn't even talk. Yeah, we did. We did talk about the 23. We got all caught up. Speaking of seeking, we have an intern. I mean, kind of. Like, supposedly.
College associate.
College associate, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not calling you that.
Yeah, that sounds
college
made
associate.
Up.
College associate.
Company seeks intern to try bacon all day. What were we doing? What did we make him try? I wanted him to try shaving. Because that beard is really irritating me for his alleged young 21 years. To have a beard that well grown in is just frankly upsetting.
Well, this is his last day, so you won't get to see that beard any longer.
Most shout out 21-year-old. There's no way. There's no way. I don't believe this. Is your son 21-year-old, sir? No? 21. Okay, whatever.
A West Coast restaurant chain announced it's seeking a bacon intern to make $1,000 in a single day by taste testing bacon.
Sign me up.
Farmer Boys announced the opening for the dream job on its website, stipulating that applicants should use a photo or video on their Instagram accounts to explain why they would be best suited for the position. The bacon intern would work on only a single 8-hour day and receive $1,000 for their bacon testing services. Entries are being accepted until August 20th.
You want to do this,
the
Kat?
The most annoying people are going to apply for this because bacon, it's fine. Okay, I like bacon. I don't not like bacon. I enjoy a nice BLT. However, some people try to turn liking bacon into an entire personality.
And it's not.
Like, oh, bacon. I'm a bacon guy. Oh, how about bacon? The government says bacon's bad. I'm going to eat more bacon. It's like, yo, this is not a personality. It's just a kind
food.
Of meat.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. You know what, Kat? I'm with you on that. Although, since it is movie day, Burgess Meredith, the great actor in Grumpy Old Men, he said he ate 8 strips of bacon and beer every morning for breakfast for 80 years. He could do it. But what are you auditioning? Because I will be more than happy to audition for this, but I like bacon. Bite. I mean, what else?
Bacon's fine.
Yeah, I like bacon.
No problem.
Maybe you should do that audition. You know, since we're doing movies that she doesn't know about. Shawshank Redemption, when Red didn't care anymore about getting out of jail. And he just told him straight up, like, I don't give, you know, whatever. I'll go back to my cell now. Released. Like, maybe Kat does the thing where she goes on one of her rants, her classic, usually viral rants about bacon, and I bet she gets the job. It's still, we can still do it.
Yeah.
You
August
get it.
August 20th.
Because then they would have off Kat tasting bacon. They'd be scared to ask her. It's free money.
Yeah.
You get the $1,000. Donated to Cheems' favorite charity, mm-hmm. which we all know what that
the
is.
Wall. Yeah.
So we need to do this.
If I'm a little worried. Like, if Trump doesn't win the election, I don't know what Cheems is going to do.
He's going to run.
He'll run, yeah.
He'll run. He'll start. He'll start work. He'll start hitting the news cycles. He will banter and bash whoever won.
Yep.
They're going to have to deal with him.
I always feel like he would do a really good job filling in for Sean Hannity.
Cheems?
Yeah.
You know, I think Sean would ask him to slow down.
Yeah.
I think he's, you know, Hannity is at least open to suggestions.
Not Cheems.
You can have a conversation with him. Could you imagine someone sitting in that chair opposite Cheems disagreeing with him?
Oh, yeah. I can't.
They'd have to go to commercial break or like, doo, and you would hear the hissing
Make
and attacking.
Make America great again.
Yeah, and like,
Cheems.
I didn't come on the show to be accosted by a cat. You know, no one wants to hear that.
Mm.
Or like Jim Acosta and Cheems in the same room. Not mm-hmm. happening. Not happening. They use him as a scratching post. Like, so, I'm sorry. I don't think the world's ready.
I don't either. Speaking of things the world's not ready for. I don't know, man. Take your pick, Devin.
Alabama toilet paper ban. That's what I was thinking.
I was just there.
Because who's ready for that?
Mm-mm. Alabama authorities say they've wiped out a spate of toilet paper thefts by arresting a man accused of stealing dozens of rolls of bath tissue from a local market. Police Detective Ben Shorts tells news outlets 50-year-old Ira Glover led officers on a short chase before they arrested him. Police say Glover was caught on security video swiping dozens of rolls of toilet paper from a pallet last week before attempting another theft Tuesday. Investigators think he's been trying to refill his janitorial business's supplies. Mm. Glover was charged with attempting to elude law enforcement and reckless endangerment.
Endangerment?
And Short says the department is seeking theft charges. Glover may have made away with hundreds of dollars worth of toilet paper in thefts dating back to at least March.
I mean, just steal toilet paper from your work. I've been in a place in my life where... When I was working at Boston
Market. Many years ago.
When I was working at Boston Market, I couldn't afford, I didn't have toilet paper money. Come on.
You know what? I myself, when I my brief stint at Burger King,
yeah,
I might have taken a roll or two, some paper towels, cleaning products, maybe a whole tray of frozen grilled chicken because it's microwavable.
Like, yeah, it's chicken.
I think you do things you do when you're in trouble, but this crime's so much more sadistic. He was doing it not because he had like a stomach issue or he didn't have enough or whatever. He was doing it to supply his own janitorial services. So he was going to charge people for his stolen stuff. So he's like a villain. He's literally the toilet paper bandit. Like this guy's, I mean, as far as the level of evil, I don't know if it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not really like, muah, I stole all this. You know what I'm saying? Like he's sitting at home. Like, what are you in for? You know, when he's sitting in his holding cell. What are you in for? You know, he's sitting with a guy who's up for, who we're going to talk about in a few minutes, tattoo face murder guy. And then there's the toilet bandit who's literally stealing the toilet paper in the cell. Like, you got to watch that guy. And what do you do with the toilet paper when you get it, sir? I store it. Because, you know, there's nothing worse than not having toilet paper when you need it.
No, he would be a good cellmate.
You'd or always, a horrible cellmate, because he's always up. Stealing toilet paper.
Yeah, you'd always be stocked up, though, in your cell.
Yeah, but you had to beat him up, figure out where he's hiding it. You know, like, it's a lot. Like, I just think that this guy, you know, because then you got to knock and ask for help. And if you live alone, you have to make some weird choices. And then if you're broke and young, you got to make some really tough choices. Like, how much do I really like this T-shirt? Like, there's things, there's choices. Look at Devin's face. The real world, Did you not see Step Brothers since we're talking about movies? I know you didn't.
No,
What did Will Ferrell have to use? He had to use the floor mat. Remember that? And then how happy he was when he got his first paycheck and could buy a roll of toilet paper? Because there are those of us in this world who have had.
Sorry, I just threw a cup in the trash can and I.
In and out.
Barely.
In and out. Championship lost.
Oh,
but is a terrible feeling of not having toilet paper.
Speaking of toilets.
Mary Lou Ward tells television station Wink News that the sole toilet in her Port Charlotte home was shattered into hundreds of pieces on Sunday. Ward says the explosion was the loudest sound she's ever heard and that she also smelled smoke. She says a plumber told her lightning hit the methane gas that was built up in the pipes from feces. Ward says she'll have to get the toilet and septic system repaired, but she's thankful no one was injured.
I wouldn't be thankful. I'd be too busy being like, this is insane. Why does the Lord hate me? Yeah?
Yeah. I think you covered it.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I mean, if your toilet's blowing up, imagine if you were stuck on it with no toilet paper and then it blows up. I mean,
where's she been? Maybe she has more than one toilet. I don't know.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and hit the eject button in this story because this is just so sad. Doesn't get any worse than this.
I mean,
lightning blew up her toilet.
The only way it could be good is if it were turned into a movie starring Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. Speaking of not watching that, a man pulls a gun on the late delivery crew. What in the blue hell?
Authorities say a 55-year-old Florida man pulled a gun on a late-arriving furniture delivery team, saying he's shot people for less. Manatee County Sheriff's investigators say Mitchell Helton is charged with two counts of aggravated assault. He was arrested August 3rd after the delivery team called the sheriff's office. The Bradenton Herald reports the delivery men called Helton to let him know they were on their way. When they arrived at his home, they say Helton was upset because it took them so long to arrive. As they unloaded the furniture, deputies say Helton pointed a gun at them. The men tried to de-escalate the situation and told him how to file a complaint through the company. An arrest report says Helton couldn't explain why he confronted the men with a gun.
Oh, that's easy. I can, because he's...
Yeah.
This dude's... As soon as he would have said, I shot people for less, all right, sir, and we're out.
Yeah.
I would have de-escalated.
I would be like, oh, if you want to file a complaint, I'm out.
No, I'd have been like, he said what? He said he shot people for less. No problem, sir. We'll get your couch out right away, and we're out. You're not getting a delivery. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we're at?
Yeah.
You threaten to shoot. And furniture companies are pretty, between the hours of 9 and 9.
Snacks, yeah.
It's always long. It's always at the end. They should say, listen, we're scheduling to start at 9, but we're going to show up 5 minutes after the last hour we're about to say. So plan your day accordingly. But if you leave your house, we'll show up as soon as you leave. We are watching. You're gonna pull a gun on somebody for that?
Like, no.
He's not getting his couch. Mm-mm. I'm out. This guy's terrible.
It must have been a really nice couch.
I doubt it is. That's the cold part. My experience in life is with people who are complete
swear word
over stuff. They're usually jerks and their stuff is terrible. It's never somebody who like works hard and they're upset you're late because then they have de-escalation skills, can actually have a conversation. And he probably didn't even pay for it. He's probably trying to be macho and stupid. This is what happens when you leave the town idiot to wait for your furniture. Wait for your kids, wait for your stuff, because this dude, you're not getting your couch. I guarantee they didn't deliver that couch. I'm not delivering that couch ever. Like, they're going to have to get a pickup truck and tie some ties and stuff and bring it in. And Junior's in jail now. Like, that's aggravated assault. He can see years for that. And I guarantee it's not his first one. I mean, Kat, you're impatient sometimes, but you're not going to pull a strap out on somebody.
Not to brag, but no.
And you're from Detroit. You've mm-hmm. seen some stuff.
Mm-hmm. But, speaking of stuff.
And we have a photo.
Which is great for podcasts.
Yeah, I'm going to hold it up. I want to just hold this up
can
so everybody in the back
that?
Can see it.
Wow. I mean,
people, it's in front of the mic.
It's in front of the microphone. Yep.
On the microphone.
You getting that?
His face is on the microphone, which I'm not okay with. So, all right.
The defense lawyer for a man accused in a double homicide spent Monday seeking jurors who wouldn't hold his client in a negative light just because the defendant has a number of tattoos on his face. William Bottoms Jr., 29, of Greenwell Springs, is charged with second-degree murder in the June 2017 shooting deaths of two men. The attorney explained that he's looking for jurors who won't prejudge his client. The overwhelming majority of the panel said they had no problem with his tattoos. A woman said she personally doesn't care for tattoos, but would not judge Bottoms on that basis. Bottoms faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison if found guilty of second-degree murder.
I do judge if you have face tattoos, because you know what? You're only making money through crime. Okay.
Well,
you're not working at the Verizon store. Okay.
Could be a telemarketer. Listen, I have hand tattoos. I do all right.
I got no tattoos.
Well, can you guys just describe the picture?
I'm going to just.
His face is covered in tattoos.
I have tattoos. My chest is covered. My shoulders. I have one on my shoulder, on my arms, my hands. But a couple things when you're getting tattoos, couple things I just want to show out there. And I think I have the expertise to talk about this. When on your chin is a dead face emoji, because I don't use them, emoji.
Yeah.
It's the one for the dead face.
Yeah.
Probably not a good call.
No.
If you're saying I don't murder people, when the chin of yours is what should be normal people would have the happy face one, the original one. The little yellow guy smiling, what's on t-shirts and stuff. His has X's over his eyes and his tongue hanging out. That misnomer. Two, a dead skeleton on your face.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that you're the Reaper. You bring death. People put skulls on their face only if they're in the business of murder. So again, maybe not do that. Just to blow his neck. Another dead person. So I just think, and I believe if we got a real close-up of some of the words on here, this dude, everything about his face says, I kill.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting there going, damn, this dude has I kill written all over his face. Like, look at his face. He's like, you really say he has a guilty look on his face? This motherfucker has a guilty look on his face. He has a tattoo with a face on it. He's completely covered. And again, if it was tribal, if it was art, if it was butterflies, I'm not tripping. But everything about every nook and cranny of this dude's grill says, I kill.
Yeah.
This is also not his first time. He's had priors.
No way.
Just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah. I didn't need to know that he has literally seen some stuff. This dude, murder is the case they gave him because murder is across his face. Like, if I saw him in a bar, I'm like, that dude clearly kills people. Are you stereotyping? No, there's a roadmap of death on his face. Like, everything about this dude's face says, I kill. His resume, he doesn't need to send it to you. It's on his face. hired hitman, I'm pretty sure I'm going to ask him, hey, how much for killing? And guess what? He's not going to be offended because it literally says, I'll kill you if you look, make eye contact with me.
What did you guys learn today?
We learned, well, for one, stealing cars with kittens in it is bad.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I learned to not throw away $23,000.
Yes. And don't let, and we also, we learned today, don't let me find it. Because you're only getting $1.75 back.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Adam Sandler, I love you.
She does. She really does. And we also learned, although Kat appreciates a good bacon, she does not feel it's something to live by.
No. And not an identity, people.
It's not. It's not. So, and, you know, for more
Tyrus
fun and exciting Tyrus and Timf and other awesome podcasts, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Keep bringing those pterodactyls of love. She's the Timf. I'm Tyrus. Enough said.